Oh, yeah, check this out, right? So me and his fucker share in a hotel room.
Because we share everything.
Yeah. We fucking don't. We don't. And we share a hotel room, and Morgan sneezed 16 times in a row this morning at 7:30. I didn't think it was possible. He got to about 7 and I was like, he's dead. Like, surely one more sneeze and it's going to be lungs out the nose. This is going to be... And he went on another fucking 9 times. I was like, that's got to be a world record. I just wish someone from the Guinness Book was there to do it. But it was what a fucking noise this man made this morning. So, yeah, if you've got hay fever, maybe try not to reproduce. And then the rest of us don't have to suffer hay fever, people, then, for the rest of eternity, do we? So
yeah.
Keep that in mind for the future.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to Sappening Podcast.
Sappening!
Sappening!
You are listening to episode 242 of Sappening Podcast, featuring myself, Sean Smith, and my good friend, Morgan Richards.
Yes, it's me, Morgan Richards, and this week is all about transmuting from an easy life to a test of our resolve.
Does that work? What's transmuting mean?
No, it was a quick fix. I was trying to see if I could get, if all your parts don't make a hole into a pun. But
I'm going to make you into a hole if you fucking carry on. I'm going to punch you until there's just a gap in the time-space continuum. Stop doing it. I hate the fact that you've got backup. You know now I'm going to give you shit for the pun. So you've made backup puns as the answer. I fucking... it's getting worse. Anyway, this week's guests are Luke and Jake from the mighty Prestamico and, as of late, Unpeople.
Yes, so last week at 2000 Trees, we got asked to do another one of our live podcast stage shows. First thing on the Saturday morning, last day of the festival at 10 a.m. in the pouring rain. It's very special when we get to do these, hearing that reaction and interacting with the crowd. And we wanted to do something a little bit extra sentimental, yet chaotic, because, well, that is our brand. Basically, two people we've gotten really close to because of this podcast is Luke and Jake of Prestamico, a band that are at the heart of those genre-defying underground scene in the UK. And sadly, they played their last ever gig as Prestamico as part of the Trees Legends Day on the Early Bird last Wednesday. But flipping reversing that in a genius move, the two of them have started this new project together titled Unpeople, who played their first gig together the day after at the festival. Fucking clever, boys. Clever.
Double bubble. Nice.
So we thought we'd kind of try and capture the magic, inviting them on stage to talk through everything, processing the end of one chapter to a new beginning. And as you can expect, it gets out of hand in the most beautiful way. These two are very talented musicians, heartwarming moment seeing that tent full of people for us, for them, even though there was a storm of rain outside.
Yes, we were set up for failure by being one of the last podcasts on the last day at 10 a.m. in the morning. But ha ha ha, take that 2000 trees, bookers. We had a fucking absolutely rammed tent. Don't get me wrong, you did do a rain dance, which caused it to rain, which brought people into the tent. So ha ha ha, take that as well. God. So that's God and 2000 trees were both working against us. And we won, I think. I saw a picture yesterday posted by one of our patrons, Kieran. It made my heart swell with how many people were there. Once again, if you were there, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. We had a good laugh. All of the show was very fun. It was good to have some interaction with the crowd as well. And as we mentioned, Machine was there. That was bonkers. Worldwide renowned producer who did Fallout Boy, Every Time I Die, Head P, Lamb of God's fucking first brilliant record. Did so much, and he's obviously friends with Preston, Miko and people and us. So that was fantastic. And there was also a moment as well where Luke and Jake kept smiling at each other because they were happy and they were talking about the new band, and it was beautiful, and it really touched this old man's heart.
No, yeah, I'm glad we could kind of have a spotlight moment for everyone involved. And throughout this conversation, we're going to get into kind of the direct mindset on both of these chapters, their friendship, why Lewis didn't want to continue Preston Miko, and the fact that Unpeople have no music out whatsoever, and what the future might hold for that. And one of the best ever sentences to be said on this podcast. I think it's up there with, you like me, you are, I'm like that. So
yeah. There's a good one coming up. If you enjoy this episode or any of the other episodes, please check out patreon.com/sapnin. Whole host of treats and things for you over there. But yeah, you get to become a magic, a part of our magic community, who we love very much. So yes, that's patreon.com/sapnin. If you've got any thoughts on future guests or you want to let us know what you thought of this episode, get in touch with us at sapninpod on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. You could fucking message us on. Do you know what? I don't even know how to read messages on TikTok. So there you go.
Well, if you do become a part of our magic Patreon community, a lot of them are talking about meeting up in some big cities in February. Something's going on in February. Sure. Well, actually, yes. Today tickets go on sale for something in February. Do you know what that is?
Yes, 10 a.m. UK time. The Blackouts February reunion tour, 5 days. It's Manchester, Glasgow, Birmingham, Cardiff, and London are on sale from 10 a.m. GMT in the UK for the UK shows. Please buy them. The rooms are fucking massive, and we are absolutely terrified of playing to nobody. Please buy them. So let's get on with this fucking episode. It's not about me.
Yes, this is what happened when we were on stage at 2000 Trees Festival with Jake and Luke this past week.
Absolutely fucking beautiful, beautiful lads who I spoke to several times over the festival, and they are always, always really cool and beautiful humans. So, Sapnin! Lovely stuff.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This fucking idiot.
This festival, I am cursed because.
You're not cursed, you're a fucking idiot. That's what it is.
I'm cursed. I didn't put any sun cream on. And somehow, the sun has burnt my head.
That's constantly facing the sun.
And my arms. If I lift this, it is bright pink.
Yeah, you blind people in here.
Yeah. So probably dreadful. I won't do that.
He's cursed, he is. Poor bugger. Yeah. He keeps taking the sun on one-on-one and losing and going, I can't believe this. Not again. Surely, at some point, you're going to be like, yes, 4-1 to me. The sun has battered you every year we've done 2003.
It's an own goal every time.
But,
some great bands on today. Who is looking forward to Mr. Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes?
Seven people.
Okay, cool.
Bad choice for headliner if only seven people. Who is looking forward to seeing Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes? Six people. Someone's changed their mind in between asking. And the technique is, if you say it louder, normally gets more of a response. Wow, that didn't work. That's the first time that's never worked. That's brilliant. Poor Frank. Poor fucking Frank. All right, see you later. Thank you very much for being here.
I
think.
Well, one of the things we love about Trees, there's loads of different elements to this festival in terms of bands. You know, you can come here, you can see massive throwback bands like American Football, 100 Reasons, House of Heroes. You get the new Fresh Blood and Hold an Absence, Dream State. And then you get a few bands that is emotional to see because it's their last ever show.
Boo. Never quit. I have learnt, do not stop your band. Whatever happens, keep the other people happy in your band, for God's sake. And also stop them having children. So it's a running theme. Something Podcast is a running theme. I'm trying to stop everybody from reproducing. So please don't. But yeah, yes.
There won't be any Sapnin Juniors happening anytime soon.
No, thank God. Thank God. But yeah.
What we wanted to do today was to bring a band on that we love very, very much and talk about their last show and everything that's been going on with them. And it's Press to Miko, who played on Wednesday.
Who, according to that cheer, should have been headlining tonight. Because that was a better reception than the headliners.
So there's a few things we want to touch on, but we'd like to welcome our guest for this, the wonderful Luke from Press to Miko.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, let's be a bit more professional, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, Luke from Press to Miko.
Hey!
Yes!
Hello. Should we do the fake show business hug?
Yeah.
We're friends in real life. Yeah.
This is the first. Are we not? What a fucking way to find that out. Shit. I'm just going to be a moping for the rest of the thing, I think.
This is going to go a different way than planned.
Yeah.
But fair. Yeah, how are you?
I'm tired.
Fair enough.
So there's Jake was supposed to be with us.
Yes. Yeah.
And I remember, like.
Yeah! Oh!
Fucking hell, it's all happening.
What a timing. I was about to say, like, Jake was supposed to be with us and it was a really nice idea. Do you know what I mean? It's a really nice idea. And we'd like to thank Morgan not only for inviting us on the podcast.
You're sitting on the microphone.
Yeah. You could mic up your farts on that, which would be pretty cool. Yeah. But also inviting us knowing that we couldn't say no, but also inviting us when it's at 10 a.m. on the last day of the festival.
Yeah, apologies. We did try Frank Carter, but he was not having it, and luckily, no.
No one was an angry Frank at this time in the morning.
Oh, fucking hell. Imagine a coffee-filled angry Frank climbing this, fucking shouting at people. Calm it down. But yeah.
But no, you guys have been here since Wednesday.
Yes, indeed.
How are you feeling so far? Not in terms of like shows and emotions, just tiredness, hungover, and sleep.
I'm surprised at how alive I feel right now, in all honesty.
You look great. Last time I saw Jake, he was like 4 beer bongs deep, just getting absorbed into the festival yesterday.
Yeah, sneaking off into the night.
This is literally the first time I've seen him.
Nice.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm good, bro.
Yeah. Let's just let you two talk about what happened last night.
We need to catch up, actually. Sorry.
Well, yeah, what did you get up to last night? Was it a wild one?
A Silent Disco, baby.
Nice. Beautiful. Nice.
Who was there? And you're here now. That's impressive.
Yeah. Well, it's raining, that's why. So thank you.
Oh, right, yeah.
Cheers, Jesus. Speaking of Silent Disco, if anybody's up for it, myself and Morgan are DJing tonight at Silent Disco.
And
at 1 a.m. till 3 a.m. Sweet. So we're the first people in this festival and the last people out of the fucker. Yeah. So that's fun. But
I've got songs on a USB. He has no idea what I'm going to play. And let's just say I'm not looking forward to his reaction, but some of you might be.
Yeah, so come and witness a murder live tonight. That's basically what he's saying.
But guys, like, honestly, there's so much we want to talk to you about. Wednesday, getting to play Preston Miko's last show at the Forest Stage. This festival has been one that you really have close to your heart. You've played so many times before. There's a lot of love between the two of you. How important was it getting to do it here as the last time, instead of maybe like a headline show or a tour or anything like that?
I mean, this festival literally for bands like us means absolutely everything, you know, like it's we've got legendary producer Machine with us.
I know
here this year.
I know. Yes.
Yeah. 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 He deserves a much bigger woo than that. Yeah. He's a legend of the scene. But he was just saying how for him coming over, just walking around, you can just tell this is a festival for people that just fucking love music.
Yeah.
I mean, it's made by people that care. And for Preston Miko, this was always a place we could come to and just feel like a bigger band than we were. Like, we could always get billed a bit higher than we would everywhere else, and we could always kind of justify our place here. And it was almost like everyone had to be put in one place that would like weird niche music with vocal harmonies and scatty ADHD riffs. You know what I mean? So, it just meant everything. And we played last year, but there was, and secretly we kind of knew it was going to be the last show. But we had like a ton of like technical issues, and the crowd was amazing. If you were there last year, thank you so much. Like, but me and Jake kind of came off stage feeling a little bit like bummed out, because you know you play those shows and it's just like, oh, like I wanted that to kind of have that feeling. And then we were about to announce that we were splitting, and then we got an email through being like, do you want to come back and do the early bird? And we were just like, yeah,
nice.
Let's
try and give it a proper send off this time.
and that felt like it, you know. Like I almost went at one bit during the set. Yeah.
Oh come on, you went.
Yeah, I went. Thank you so much. But thank you for having us, by the way. Like, I really appreciate it. And like you said, like, I know we're following dogs, and it's like
it's hard.
And I'm so glad Jake turned up, because I was just the guy in some shorts before that.
You know? Not at all.
I was gonna bring a hat, but
you're still a guy in shorts. I'm just with you now.
So I'm sorry.
And Jay brought the hat, so we're all right. We've got the uniform anyway. But yeah, how was the last show? What was the build up like to it? Were you nervous? Did you think you were gonna, like, prior to it, think you were gonna cry? Or
I think I don't know really. Like, I was really nervous, Lena. I think I get the most nervous, I don't know about you, but when I don't feel prepared for things. So like, I'm nervous right now, because but with the Preston Miko set, it's like we hadn't played in a year, and we managed, I think, to get what, like,
A rehearsal
in, basically, just to be like, oh
wow. Just one.
Just pray to God that the muscle memory kicks in.
Wow.
We started playing and we were just like, well, this is gonna be fun.
Nice.
I mean, like, feeling a bit ropey, but
the adrenaline definitely helped on stage.
It's like as soon as we got halfway through the first song, and it's hard not to enjoy a show. Like, I don't know if anyone here was at that show, but you made that so like You made that such a special send-off for us, so thank you so much.
Yeah.
We had the feeling coming off stage that we wanted to have last year. So good. That was very nice. Well,
yeah, that's perfect. Yeah,
it's nice they can work full circle like that in a lot of ways. But was there any discussion beforehand of like, well, maybe we should do a headline show? Or did you just feel, you know, because of the history, Trees adds up to that?
I think like we wanted to do maybe a headline show, but it just wasn't going to come together. Do you know what I mean? You need everyone on board for that. But it just felt perfect. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, we were just talking about when we were going to announce a split, and then the email came through, and it's just like, this would be too perfect not to do it. And the forest stage is, are we allowed to swear on this?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the forest.
Fuck, guy.
I feel it's going to feel lame if I swear now. Like, if you're going to... It's gonna feel like I've been allowed to swear. The forest stage is so beautiful. Like, and that's the thing I said to Jake when we came off. It's just like, it just looks so amazing when you're on that stage now, and everyone's in the trees and
All the footage of it looks fucking beautiful.
Yeah,
it looked like a real.
Yeah, it
real
would have been
moment.
Nice if you could have come to that.
Yeah, man.
Let me do that Frank Hart a bit again. he's gonna hear that and run in there now and punch me to death. I know he is. Please don't.
But it's nice to see, like, there's been so much love and support on social media the last couple of days for you as well. I mean, it must be bittersweet sometimes seeing that when you've put so much effort into a project for years, you finally come to grips mentally that, okay, we're not going to do this chapter of our lives, and then still see how much it's meant to other people throughout the years and just being part of that journey with you.
I think that was always the big thing with Press to Miko. Like, we've been going for so long, and it's funny because like we were one of Jake's favorite bands. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I feel like I'm putting words in his mouth here.
They are the correct words.
But like, so,
James once said, "I'm the greatest musician of all time."
So, I think Press to Miko was always one of those bands where we were never particularly big, but I always felt like the fans that did connect with the music, it really mattered, and that was always something that was for me a huge drive to keep going with that project. It's just like, I think if you can get five people where you can, you know, there's a difference, right, between people being like, "Cool set, bro," and giving you a fist bump, and people being like, "No, the music's really helped me," and just like there's, and they're picking out like nerdy bits about the songs that they like. And I think, you know, as an artist, like that, I don't think you can ask for more, because you're always just striving for connection, really, and that is the biggest compliment for us. So, yeah, I've actually forgotten what the question was, but
sorry. Yeah,
I'm happy to be here.
You don't want to be out there. I'm looking at people walking past, and they are soggy. Yeah. So,
oh, it's dry in here, and we got dogs. Dry on dogs in here, come in. No, it's not working. Fuck them.
No.
But keep walking.
on the same level as that, I've seen like there's people who have worked in your team or kind of behind the scenes and like labels and PRs and stuff who had a really break maybe working with you guys early on and now have gone on to do like much like incredible projects and bands and stuff like that. So it must be nice to see on the flip side, not only have you got the connection with people who've enjoyed the music, but industry people have had like the experience they never would have had and got to places they are now without like taking time with you guys.
No, absolutely. And that was kind of, I know we're going to chat about, well, I think we're going to chat about On People in a bit, but that was kind of why it just made sense, you know, like kind of as Press to Miko was coming to an end, you know, like Lewis was kind of, he being in a band is such a rat race, right? And like, At your core, if you can try hold on to the thing that's most important, which is just doing it for yourself and enjoying it, then you've kind of always got something to get from that. And you know, you always have to become a martyr for your art being in a band, because it's so hard. And you know, for sometimes it just stops being fun for you. And like, as soon as that part disappears, there's not really anything left for you after that. So we were kind of figuring out what we were going to do. I was thinking about maybe, you know, continuing Press to Miko for a bit, but it just wouldn't have been the same without Lewis. Me and Jake were just like, we've always wanted to play guitar together. He's like, how long have we known each other? Like 8-9 years now?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, and it's like the Step Brothers thing where it's like, is that an AC/DC shirt? We're going to be best friends. Yeah. Best friends. So it was just like everything just felt timing-wise right, do you know what I mean? And we had a perfect sort of springboard. And like you said, and we've got so many friends that we played, like, You're like, I mean, Lucas from Holding Absence, we've known him for so long, and it's like we played in Fuel Bar in Cardiff to like three people together. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, and this was like 9 years ago, and now he's like a literal rock star. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's just cool. It's just cool. You make so many genuine friends in this scene because you're all kind of in the struggle together. Yeah. And yeah, it's just nice. It's really nice seeing the love and support as well.
Nice. But don't let him forget about that, though. Don't let him forget about
bring
that.
Bring it up every single time.
Yeah.
One of the best things I've ever seen with my own eyes was, I think we were on tour with a band called Shapes and
Shoops. They and, spell it wrong.
We played Club Iverbach, right? Am I saying it right?
Yeah. Club Iverbach.
Club Iverbach.
It don't matter. Yeah.
Club Iverbach. All right.
Yeah, you forgot to sound like you were being sick into a bucket at the end. That's fucking Welsh.
And we played downstairs and Bruce Dickinson showed up to the show.
Fucking hell.
Like, I remember we were packing down and then I remember doing the loadout and you know Fuel Bar's opposite, right? Yeah. And I just heard all these cheers. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like Fuel Bar's kicking off. And I went in and there was a crowd of people around Bruce Dickinson in Fuel Bar pulling himself a pint of Trooper.
Yeah. That instantly made me think like, how desperate is he for money that he has to go and do he has to go and do like PR pieces of pulling pints of his own beer? No, surely he's doing all right.
No, I reckon he's got a plane, he's probably all right.
Yeah, that's true. He also did think Brexit was a good idea though, didn't he? The fucking idiot. Stick the singing eye, fella. Stick the singing eye, because you fucked it for politics. Maniac, but...
Yeah, but Jake, how is this like last few years been for you in terms of joining Presto Amico? Because as Luke mentioned there, like, you know, you're friends, but there was a band you always appreciated and wanted to kind of be in, and you got to do that and have that experience for a little bit. For you, is it kind of a massive tick off the bucket list that happened, or just like, how are your feelings towards it all?
It's funny that the first time that I ever thought that it potentially would happen, as in me joining Presto Amico as an active member, was at 2000 Trees. Nice. They were doing an interview and someone asked if you could have anyone else in your band. Who would it be? And I happened to be stood behind the camera and they were like, that guy.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
That made me feel very nice. Yeah. And then, yeah, the opportunity arose and I obviously...
He did it.
I did it. I did it real, real hard. Yeah. Went straight in. And I was absolutely honored to ask to be a part of it. And it felt like the right thing to do. Yeah. And then it all ended.
Yeah. I joined and then they went, we're all right, I think.
They're like, can you shout over this really pretty music that we've made? I was like, yeah, no problem. That sounds fantastic. And then it ended.
Was it a moment of taking some time to think about it, or were you just like, no, I'm fucking in?
I was straight in.
Yeah.
I was class. Yeah. Awesome. I mean, getting to join literally one of your favourite bands is quite good. Yeah.
Nice.
I just sat here, I just realised I've been dismantling this microphone. Basically, from a very young age, a doctor said to me, your ADHD is fucked.
So
when I'm like, I feel like I've gotten better. And then I've realised I've just been trying to take the top off this microphone.
It's all going to be a part now. Wires everywhere in front of you. Go, oh, fuck. I can't talk back to him now. Just shouting at the floor. It works.
Yeah. But thank you, Jake. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. As I dismantle the mic.
But yeah, I guess it was lucky you were there that day.
Yeah.
Like, if you weren't there that day and Luke was like, Dave Grohl?
Yeah.
Perhaps Dave Grohl would have been.
He was about, actually.
Yeah, of course he was. He's fucking everywhere nowadays, isn't he? He doesn't stop.
He had a spat with Lewis, though, didn't he? Lewis was like, we can't have this guy.
They really clashed heads, yeah. two strong characters. Yeah.
Dave Grohl was like, I think we should do these for the drum parts. And Lewis was like, I'll know the drum part. I don't. Hey, singer in a band, you know nothing about drums, I bet.
You fucked him.
With all that aside, I mean, you know, there's a lot of reflection in these kind of times when the band ends. And has there been any memories or just random things or just you thought you'd never get to achieve for Presto Amico that has really come to the forefront the last few days, and just being able to talk to each other and being like, that is mad that all this happened?
I think being in a band, you're kind of just, it's basically like you're constantly riding a mechanical bull. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, so I think, and stuff happens and like the trajectory of it is often so mellow, and then, you know, if stuff goes well, you get those spikes, and then it kind of mellows out and you get those spikes. And I think we'd been doing it for so long, and kind of the sort of band that we were, it was always going to be a slow burner. So there's a lot of things where if I look back now, it's like really fucking cool, but like at the time you don't stop to appreciate it. I'm sure you can relate to that, right? You know, I remember getting our first like Radio 1 play, and it's like if you told me when I picked up a guitar that we'd be on Radio 1, you'd be like, whoa. But instead you're just like, oh yeah, that's cool. Like
they forgot to say our name at the end of the song.
Yeah, exactly. You know, being critique about it, but I mean, like, you know, there's so much cool stuff. Like, you know, I mean, getting to play Brixton was a really cool thing when we did that Shinedown tour, because that's been such an amazing, prestigious venue growing up. Like, seeing so many amazing bands there, and just, I think, just like, I can't remember what show it was, but we played it. I remember the first like headline show we played, and there's just people singing along and you can't hear your own vocal over it, and just like, are we like a real band now? Do you know what I mean? Having that feeling. So I think that I could probably go away for half an hour and be like, here's my list of things. But it's just kind of like the whole thing just feels good. Do you know what I mean? And again, it's because people showed the love and support to the band that we were able to do those things, you know.
And of course, you got to work with a fantastic machine as well.
I feel like we should tag him in at one point.
Not many people get to work with a brilliant machine.
He's insane. For those of you that don't know Machine, Machine is Lamb of God, Every Time I Die, Fall Out Boy, Gym Class Heroes, Bronx.
Clutch.
He's done everyone. Do you know what I mean? He's a legend. He's an absolute legend. Like, he's the best. But it's funny now because he's been over at the festival, and I was thinking last night, me and Machine have known each other for like 7 years now, and it's like, it's got to the point where I see him as like Goofy Machine, do you know what I mean? Like my friend. Yeah. And it's like, it's so funny walking around the festival site with him, and he's coming up to me like, I can't believe people know who I am. And it's like, are you fucking kidding? Yeah. Like,
well, that's the thing, like we were standing backstage Thursday morning, and then we were talking to someone, and all of a sudden Machine's head popped up, and it took me a second to be like, well, he looks like Machine, but he lives in Austin, Texas. That's hell of a commute to 2,000 trees.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was just fucking chuffed to see him. He's a fucking great dude, and he's given us some fucking magic music over the time, 100%. Including you guys and all those bands you named, obviously. Yeah.
So give it up for Machine one more time, please.
Woo! Top job.
But on the Press D'Amico chapter, I mean, you know, what would you like the band to be remembered for when people like think about it in years to come? Is there anything in particular that you just like?
That one riff in Affinity.
Nothing much. Probably just like the best band ever.
If that's too much to ask?
If everyone can remember ourselves like that, that'd be wicked. But yeah, no, I think we just sort of probably live in that sort of, you know, there's that culty UK scene. I mean, for me and Jake, if we could ever be considered in the same realm as, you know, like in the same area of music as those bands like Reuben and Black Peaks and Arcane Roots and stuff like that, that's always what we were striving for. I mean, Reuben are like here, do you know what I mean? But if we could be like the doormat to Reuben, do you know what I mean? That would be cool.
I think Trees need to name some form of campsite or something here after you guys now. There's a Camp Reuben and Camp Turner and all this. Like,
I don't know.
Four people
agree as well, so yeah, let's get it done.
Right,
let's
if you make your own camp and it grows each year, and then eventually it'll take over the whole thing.
How many people do you need to, like, what's like the cutoff to be like, okay, we've got 3 people, that's a camp? Or do you need like 10? Or like, I don't know, like the measure of that.
3's a camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3's a camp, right?
Yeah, if it's three,
the old
camp,
saying.
3 people or 3 tents?
Oh, yeah.
Because you can have 3 people in 1 tent, and I don't think that counts as a rule camp.
That's a party, that's not a camp, yeah.
That's just one sexy night.
Yeah. So,
I'd say, do you go see Sapling Podcast? Yeah, I was it. They tried to define what a camp was for about 10 minutes. 3 tents or more, I'd say.
Okay,
so
cool.
let's make that happen.
Sounds like we can do it.
Or at least, at the very least, they should name like the press area, Press D'Amico area.
Press!
Oh, no!
He's the awful puddy fella usually, so apologies for that.
Can we just say, if I had said that, I would have
I'd have booed. I would have booed.
Punched in the face if I had said that.
I might have walked off as well, so... lucky I said it, but yeah.
Next year, I'm coming. When we come back next year, we're going to write To Miko under the press.
On everything,
it.
Yeah.
It to you. Right, that's
class.
That's brilliant. I don't want to kick you guys off, but we've actually got another guest to come on.
Is it the dog?
Yeah, no, don't ruin it.
Do they have to go off?
It's a bit.
It's going to kill a bit. So basically, what we had planned to do was do this chat about Presto Miko, send him off, and then go, right, and our next guests are the boys from Unpeople.
Hey! I feel like we should do it.
Do it. Go for
all
it.
Right, yeah,
go
do it. All right, yeah, thank you very much. Make some noise for Presto Miko. Usually we say a different band name completely and hope they turn up now. So, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Bullet for my Valentine! Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for the brand new band who played their first gig this weekend, Unpeople!
Oh. In my head, I thought that would be fun. And I stood there and I was like, this feels horrible.
Yes, do it. Lean into it.
Yeah, that's why I tried to stop it from happening.
Yeah, no,
and then
you're
like, no, I want to. And I was like, you want to. That's on you, no end. So, but yes.
As you can tell, we hardly like practice or rehearse or go over anything that's going to happen in these.
And no one
can
tell.
We had one idea. We're like, that would be funny.
It wasn't funny. It didn't work. So no. Class.
So there we are. You just had the awkward moment.
Goes to show, don't plan anything in the future, boys. Just have a riff. But yes, absolutely brand new guest. How's your weekend been so far?
Yes, been good. You got anything to add?
No,
we're all cool.
See any good bands?
Yeah, so my highlight of the weekend was actually Pale Dusk.
Nice.
I don't know if anyone saw their set. I can't remember who told me to see him, but they described it as just being like, there's this band Pale Dusk playing. I think it's their first time over in the UK. And he was just like, yeah, they're kind of like, and he went, just go watch them. Do you know what I mean? Like, right. And I went and watched it, I've not known what to expect. It's just like Japanese metalcore, anime, trap, huge choruses. Wow. Like, I was so impressed with it.
I mean,
like,
I'm in, I'm out, bollocks.
My other highlight of the weekend was my girlfriend Bethany coming back wrecked on the first night and just sitting down and saying, oh my days, I did an 8-flap Wii. And we were like, what the fuck does an 8-flap Wii mean? And we're like,
that's Wii in with four other girls,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. And we were like, is this like a vagina thing or is it gay? And then we lolled and we were like,
I mean, it is, but
yeah. Well, and we lolled and we're like, oh, she means she's used the measure of the amount of times the portaloo thing flaps down as a measure of time. So she's like, I did an 8-flap Wii. So for the rest of the weekend, we've just been like, oh, how was it? A free flapper.
Free flapper. Yeah. average free flapper.
Yeah.
Do us a favor, right?
She's right there if everyone wants to cheer for her.
8 flaps.
Oh, wow.
We've almost been together for like 10 years now. And do you reckon the first time she met me, she thought we'd get a tent of people to chant 8 flaps pointing. I don't think I have a girlfriend anymore. Yeah.
We are joined by the inventor of the 8-flap Wii. What a time to be alive. Oh my fuck, that's Ryan. Fucking that's... Please, this weekend, if you go and have a wee, count the flappage. And we need the highest one. Tweet us at Sappening Pod. Yeah. And let us know your longest flap. Your flappage for the wee.
That's the funny fucking... thing as well. She was like, I reckon I can beat 8.
You definitely don't have a girlfriend. Stop! Luke, stop! Jeez, yeah, nice. Oh, that's fucking brilliant. Well, I don't
know. Where do you go from there?
I don't know if I want to talk about the new band anymore. I just want to talk about toilet habits.
Yeah. I mean, so that was literally my two highlights.
Brilliant.
Nice. Yeah.
So you didn't get to see Presto Miko on what?
Not really my thing. Two all over the place.
If I was them, I'd knock it on the head.
Like, who's the singer?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Brilliant. But
no, in all seriousness, I mean, and people playing their first show on Thursday.
And it was awesome, by the way.
Like, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, anyone that turned up. That honestly meant the world to us.
Like, I think everybody left singing our last riff.
Oh.
Good. It worked then.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny, like, because Meg got in the crowd for the pit, and that last riff's like, no. And I was expecting to hear it, but what we heard on stage was, no. And I was just like, she stacked it.
She went A over T.
She just went down instantly.
Other than injured bassist, seemed like a good gig for you. Were you happy with how it went?
Absolutely, yeah.
Nice.
Made up with how many people were in the tent. I mean, I know the Presto Mico set was a pretty good advertisement for that. Yeah. So, but yeah, just grateful that people came and packed it out. Had such a good time.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, thank you if anyone was there. It really does mean a lot. Thank you. We might play another show.
What? I thought that was it.
Yeah.
Nice.
But that's the thing. To go and do your first one in front of a packed tent, especially all the emotions from what happened the day after, but especially the fact that you have no music out under this name. I had a look and research. You've got one little thing on Spotify that is just really static. I'm guessing it's just an intro.
A bit of cryptic noise. Like, do you know why we did that? It's because when me and Jake decided on the name Unpeople, I just wanted to secure all the socials.
Clever.
I had to get it on Spotify. Wow. You have to have music up now. So we were just like, I'll just put some noise together and put it up.
Make noise.
It's like people come up like, fucking love the noise, dude. Yeah, it's so cool.
So,
you guys are two with Empire State bastards. Anybody else see Simon Neil's bollocks yesterday? He wore the smallest shorts.
Booty shorts. Man,
I don't even know if they count as shorts. They were they should have been illegal. I was like, any moment now I'm going to see a bit of Simon Sack. Like, I can't wait.
Here we go.
Nothing, shit, bollocks.
I wasn't complaining.
No. But
not complaining.
That's a clever idea, securing the band name, because I wish I'd thought of that, because I started a band called Raiders, and by the time we put a song out, literally a week before, some American fuckers took the name Raiders.
Really?
Yeah, so we...
I just Google it and get the crisps.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the crisps from space. Yeah, that's how I introduce us on stage, is that, hiya, we're Raiders, like the crisps from space.
Nice.
But whales, not space. So, but yeah.
Yeah. But like, it must have been such a weird bit of emotions to end something, to start something new, literally less than 24 hours apart of each other.
Just a bit.
Be in those two different mindsets. Can you kind of like just discuss that?
I think, to be honest, me and Jake came off stage and we were just like, that was wicked. And then it was just instantly like, can't wait for tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? Because I think, you know, we knew Presto Mico was coming to an end in like, when was it, the back end of 2021? Like, we kind of knew it was going to happen.
That long ago, we were sitting on it, yeah.
So we've kind of had our emotional turmoil hump, figuring out what we're going to do, coming to terms with it. Yeah. And, you know, we had the rest of 2022 to kind of play all the shows that we got booked. And then I feel like, although for a lot of fans of the band that are out, you know, don't know the behind the scenes stuff, it's still quite a fresh thing. We were very much sort of just happy to send it off, just so, like, honestly, so appreciative of the response and the crowd that was there. And then we were just excited to play on people, because that's what we're doing now. Do you know what I mean? That's the next thing. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, how did that project first start? Was it just you two going, well, we need to do this, we've always wanted to do this?
A certain extent. Yeah. But also, it was like, we didn't really put that much pressure on ourselves. It was like, well, obviously we're going to carry on writing music together, because that just comes naturally and it makes us feel good in our brains when it works. But yeah, we weren't like, let's put a band together immediately. We were just like, let's just keep writing songs. Yeah. And then slowly but surely, we were like, oh my God, we've got like three quite good songs. This is amazing.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Then you eventually just build in the lineup.
Eventually curated these incredible musicians that we're now working with on this
band.
The
other two are so good.
I love
like,
them so
yeah,
much.
Like,
Megan when, Ritchie, by the way.
Yeah, like, when we put the band together, it's so funny, because me and Jake have been writing, and initially it was like, I think when we first started, I really wanted to get, like, a female vocal, because the way, like, I like to arrange harmonies and vocals, it saves me just pretending my one ball's dropped and I'm having to be like, ah! all the time. So it'd be cool to have someone whose voice is, their register naturally sits there. And then, kind of like, Jake's just there, like, I really think it's my time to front a band.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and, gives a shot.
Yeah, yeah. So and it just made so much sense. And then so first thing we had to do was get a drummer. And I don't know if anyone knows Jake's history, but he plays everyone's instrument better than they do, basically. Every single instrument. So it was kind of like we needed to find a drummer. And it was like, all right, so checkbox number one, they have to be better than Jake on drums. So that's instantly like, well, we've got like three people. Yeah. One of them's just left a band with us. there's another guy. And then there's this, then there was Richie. And he's got such a crazy background where he's just been like sessioning, like playing stadiums and stuff for like the last 10 years. And he always loved Presto Mico because me and him played in separate bands together when we were in our teens and stuff. And I was just kind of in my head, I was like, there is this one guy and he's a magician. Do you know what I mean? He's that good. And I just hit him up expecting him to be like, yeah, I've got too much on. He was just like, fucking yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's been doing that session thing for so long that it was just timed perfectly where he's just ready to go balls deep in his own thing. Sorry, that was a bit crude. Sorry. I wish I didn't say that.
It's not crude enough. Yeah. For that. It's not crude enough, actually.
But, just talking about eight flaps, mate.
Yeah, eight flaps. But yeah, he was just so ready to just be invested in creatively in something. And I sent him the demos and he was into it. And then, yeah, it was just like we instantly got in a room together. And it's funny because he's so humble. Like, you see him, he looks like Tarzan Jesus. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But he's so humble that, like, me and Jake are still, like, every rehearsal and every time we record him, we're just like, this dude's a fucking, like, what is wrong with him? Do you know what I mean? He's that good.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, it was so funny having a search for a bassist because I remember we're like, well, maybe we can get like that higher register vocal with a bass player. And we put out some stories to just kind of remind us, just figure out who's about in the scene. Cause you know, you meet so many talented, amazing people in this scene, but then you try to think of it and it's like, who is there? You know, it's hard on the spot. And I said to Jake right at the start, I was like, I bet there's someone that's so perfect that we've just remembered that we don't think of, and then we'll be slapping ourselves. And then like, what was it? Like 6 or 7 months went by.
Too long.
It was ages, and it got to a point where we were like, who the fuck's going to play bass for this band?
At this point, we need a bassist, quick!
And then, like, Jake was round mine, and he was on the sofa, and he was just messaging. I was like, oh, who are you messaging? He was like, oh, just my mate Meg. She's invited me to a house party. She's just moved down from London. And I was like, what, Meg, the wicked bassist, wicked singer that you've also been in a band with?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So Jake was just like, and just messaged her straight away. Yeah,
the penny dropped, and she was in from the start.
She's so cool as well. Like, she's so awesome. Yeah, like I'm actually it's so cool because I'm genuinely like fanboying over my own lineup of the band at the moment because I feel so out of place.
It's such a privilege. It really is such a privilege to play with these people.
That's incredible. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
That's perfectly what you want. You want that kind of excitement to see each other's ideas and everything getting into it rather than just be like, oh, I'm sure we can come up with something. Yeah. You know that everyone in this project is capable of bringing out randomly amazing stuff in whatever genre as well.
Yeah.
Because listening to you guys for the first time, you know, Presto Mico was always being hard to put under a subgenre, but you've had bits of all sorts of influences with this project. Like, is that something you all do? Is there's nothing off the table?
Pretty much. I think it's just like,
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Like, I mean, it's just kind of me and Jake just started writing. And I mean, I feel like there's, if you were a Presto Mico fan, there's still stuff there. Cause it's, you know, I mean, I'm still one half of the main, you know, writers in this new project. But this is like, because Jake came in on the last Presto Mico record when it was what, like 85% written maybe?
75.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So it was kind of all the blueprints for the songs are there. And Jake, it was cool having Jake come in with his perspective, which we massively respect. And like you said, just be like, shout all over this, you know. Whereas this was cool because this was mine and Jake's thing right from the start. And especially with Jake, like, Jake's always been the guy to join other people's bands. He's so good that people are always asking him. And this was the first chance he'd had to just have his own thing right from the start. You know, it's so... So yeah, we've just been writing. I think it's been so organic, and it's just, we're both just like, nothing's too weird and nothing's too awkward. And like, we've been doing it for so long. I think with writing, it's just trusting the process. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't matter where your starting point is, because when you've done it so long, you know that the end result, you're not going to put something out that you're not happy with or that doesn't feel at least like it thematically ties in with what you're doing. So it's just been fun. I love you so much.
I love you.
I was just about to say, you should tie Jake down to a contract now, so no other fucking bands can steal him.
How many bands have tried to pinch you since we started? Like, he's had like 3 or 4 bands, like,
really?
Like big bands as well. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to take his phone off him. Yeah.
Never leave. Please never leave.
Well, there was a point. I remember, like, there's a point that I'd open Instagram and every day there'd be someone different you were playing with. Yeah. Like, you like, on tour, filling in for someone, session with someone else. Like, is there just is this all the bands in your DMs all the time? What's this about?
I honestly have no idea. And I'm glad I'm sort of like focusing everything onto this thing now, in all honesty, because that is fun and I do love playing with other people and playing in different genres and things like that. But this is the most artistically satisfied that I've been in a very long time. So, yeah.
Nice.
Sweet.
I love this. Yeah. I love this vibe. I love that they look at each other now and again and smile.
Remember you said about three people in one tent?
Yeah.
That could be one of you two.
Yeah. Sexy camp, here we go.
Wow. But what is the plan for Unpeople now? As I said, there's no music. You play the show. Like, I mean, what's...
Be a band.
Yeah, be a band for a bit, I reckon.
Yeah, no, we've been in the studio. This year's been, it's been mental because... it's so funny, like, because normally when you start a band, right, it's just like, oh yeah, this feels cool, maybe we should write a song, oh yeah, this is a cool riff. It's like, maybe we'll write 2 songs, and then it's like you get like a few songs together and you're like, oh, maybe we should play a show at the local pub or something, you know, and then you do that and then you add a new song to the set here and there, and it's like, maybe we should release a single and then maybe we should start speaking to people. Whereas this has been, we've probably had to fit like a year and a half, 2 years worth of progress in the last 4 months, so we've just been, we've been rehearsing, we've been in the studio non-stop leading
up
to this show.
We've had an amazing springboard though, obviously, Preston Miko coming to an end, and obviously we've utilized everything that we've learned in the last years in the industry.
We're like undercover old.
Yeah. AF.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just feels good.
Yeah. Good.
So yeah, just music. So we're actually back in the studio like next week.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's basically we're just recording and then we're going to get music out as soon as possible. And there's, it's the usual bullshit. Like, there's all stuff in the works behind the scenes. Yeah, and,
big things coming soon.
Yeah.
So are you going to release music before touring or?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Good.
Yeah, like, I hope. Yeah, that's our goal because we're essentially just an Instagram account right now. Do you know what I mean? So we want to get a single out as soon as possible.
Also, eternally grateful for 2000 Trees for going out on a limb and putting a band on who have no fucking music out.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, it's insane.
It's a joke.
Yeah, you could have gone on stage and just done anything.
Absolutely anything.
You could have done like that Greg from Dillinger did one year at Reading.
Uh-oh.
Where you went on stage.
Maybe not that one, but...
I don't know. It's quite interesting. I thought about doing it since. I was considering doing it today for a laugh and just being like... So basically, if you didn't know, in about 2002 or 2003, 2004, Greg, the singer from Dillinger Escape Plan, was on the main stage of Reading, and they were being followed by like 100 Reasons, Slipknot, loads of great bands, and he dropped his trousers, took a shit into a bag, plastic bag, held it up and went, every other band on this stage today is this, a bag of shit. And then threw it into the crowd. Then the crowd threw it back. Then he ripped the bag open, smeared it all over himself, and got back into the crowd.
One of my favorite bands.
Yeah. Straight up.
So please stay till the end, because we've got a surprise.
Do you know what's funny about that story? So I think I would have been like 8 or 9 when that happened, and like my I had a friend called Mitch, and he was like my gateway into heavy music in a lot of respects, and in a roundabout way he was kind of a founding member of what ended up being Preston Miko, because we were in our first bands together. And I remember his mum always used to take him to Download and Reading when he was younger, and it was always like such a cool mystery to me. And I remember he was there that year, so like 9-year-old him with his mum had to watch a fully grown man take a shit, and I remember him coming went into school the day after. And he was just like, yeah, there's this band, and they were, it's called Dillinger Escape Plan. And he's so hyped up. He's like, yeah, he took a shit in a bag and threw it. It was fucking awesome.
It was.
I remember hearing about it and just being like,
what?
I'm not sure if I'm not sure this is what pop up when I go to. And here we are.
Yeah, here we are considering it now. Going, oh, good for press, or very good. Yeah, think about it. Yeah, now that you're in a band, you're like, it's not a bad move. Or, it's not a bad move.
Some
is it?
Move.
It gets eyes on you, doesn't it? I was buzzing. Yeah, I remember because they had the cameras that zoomed in as well. So you saw it on the screen, and I was like, oh, no, I didn't need to see that up close. That's buzzing.
No,
they were on the main stage because they just did an EP with Mike Patton at the time. Yeah. So I think everybody was like, yes, Mike Patton's going to come out. And he's quite crazy. So we were like, what's he going to do? Yeah. And then Greg went, sorry, Mike's not here, but watch this. Here it comes, the Eye of Sauron. Oh, one ring to rule them all. It was horrible. Oh. It was horrible and brilliant at the same time. But yeah. I wonder how many people like left Reading just like,
going back to my tent.
Yeah, it was about 2 years after 50 Cent got bottled, and they must have been like, I think I would have preferred to have seen 50 Cent, to be honest.
Yeah.
100%.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. We've gone too far with this, haven't we? Anyway, everybody else on this stage today.
Fuck it. When that blackout tour happens, fuck.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Everybody, yeah. We're going to be
shitting them.
I'd just be slagging off bands who played before us, although, wouldn't I? Yeah, Every band who's played before us today is a bag of shit.
As we start to wind this down, boys, like you've said, so how 2000 Trees means to you so much. I'd just like to end it with a few memories of Trees Gone Past and just some of the outstanding things that you've got to experience as both a musician and just a fan, and just kind of checking out this festival.
I think Trees is just that festival where it's like, if you love music, you can come here, and there's, you know, it's predominantly like an alternative, I consider it like an alternative kind of festival in like rock and metal, but there's something for everyone. Like I was trying to get sleep relatively early last night, but there was like some like acid jazz sounding thing coming from the forest, you know what I mean? And then so there's always something for everyone, and I think bands just love playing here because I think everyone's so respectful, and it's so nice the way you talk to people. You never get like, you ever feel like anyone's overstepping a mark, and they just want to genuinely talk to you and just hang out and stuff like that. And it's why, you know, you can come here and you can bump into all your favorite bands, just, you know, being fans of other bands and stuff. And it's such an amazing festival. And I said on stage for the Preston Eco set, I think this deserves to become what Reading and Leeds was, do you know what I mean? Where it's just like a real home for UK, you know, rock and roll and alternative and metal. And yeah, it's just the best. I think this is one of the best festivals on the planet. Honestly,
I think we all agree.
And my highlight is 8 Flaps. Yeah. That's it. Nothing's going to beat that.
No.
My favourite memory is watching you stack it on stage in 2016. Yeah.
That was the first time we played. Like, hello! Just like straight off the back of it. Yeah. There's a photo of me wedged in between, I think, a pole and a monitor.
But you're smiling.
And I'm laughing. And you can see I'm laughing, but in my eyes, I'm like, I need to sing in 5 seconds. Yeah. And I am stuck. I think there's a sequence of photos of me getting wedged in between a monitor and someone pulling me out. Yeah.
I was supposed to be helping. I was just crying with laughter.
Yeah. Jake's, you probably see Jake's side of stage just pointing and laughing at that, at the back of that photo. Yeah.
Oh, one day I'll be in a band with that guy. Yeah.
Two bands. Yeah. Back, you know.
Yeah.
Back, you
if he
know.
Ever stops laughing, he could join our band. Thank you for everything. Thank you for Presto Mico. I think I can speak for everybody here. We all really, really loved Presto Mico. Yeah. We're all very, very excited for other people.
Thank you.
And you're fucking lovely guys, legends, and we appreciate you very, very much. Yeah. So
thank you so much.
We can. That's nice. That's for you. It's for you, that is.
I'm shy. This is why Jake's the front man, because I'm, the older I've got, I'm more like, why is everyone looking at me? And Jake's like, why is everyone not looking at me?
Honestly, guys, thank you so much. Thanks everyone for coming.
Thank you.
And taking the time for this. It's been absolutely incredible. This is only our 6th live podcast, and I think, you know, we can speak to both of us and saying that this has been an incredible experience. So thank you for everyone checking out. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much.
Enjoy the rest of your day. We've been Sapmin Podcast. Sapmin!
Dublin! Thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yes. Woo! Thank you very much, Jake and Luke. Luke and Jake, formerly of Prestamico, now of Unpeople. You are absolute legends. I loved watching the set of Unpeople at 2000 Trees. Like I mentioned on that live podcast, that last song's got a hell of a riff in the end of it. Well, all the way through it. And it's super fucking catchy. And they were great. They were really, really good. I enjoyed Jake's shirt. I enjoyed seeing Luke in, I think it was yellow.
Shorts.
I'm sure it's yellow.
Yeah, yellow shorts.
Yeah. Also, don't wear shorts. But anyway, thank you again to Luke and Jake. We nearly saw Luke's nuts at 2000 Trees in those shorts, but luckily for us, we didn't. And well, that's twice nuts have got mentioned on this podcast, because we also mentioned nearly seeing Simon Neill's. Exactly. As well, so.
Running theme at 2000 Trees. But I super appreciate the guys getting up really early. They've had a chaotic week to come and do this, and we really appreciate every single person who came to watch us in that tent live. It's absolutely incredible to see those reactions. This is our 6th live podcast overall, and every time it blows our mind no end. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you for 2000 Trees for booking us. Thank you to all their team behind the stages as well, setting everything up in terms of like the sound and hay bales and all that. It was just a really, really great time. After we recorded this and got off the stage, Luke and Jake told us some very, very exciting news that we can't mention, but it did give us shivers down our spines. So there's some really cool things coming from the Unpeople guys, and you can keep up to date with that at the social media pages. We are Unpeople on Instagram in particular, and very excited to just what's to come, and it's so good that they're very chuffed about this, and even though the Preston Miko has ended, that they've got this to start up.
Yes, it was nice to see that they've still got that excitement and love for it. And yeah, hearing the news was very, very exciting, and I'm chuffed for them, and I can't wait to celebrate with them. They are a lovely, lovely bunch. Like you said, thank you for getting up early, boys. Jake nearly didn't make it, and that was funny. And the fact he turned up as we started was absolutely perfect. So, yeah, thank you again to Luke and Jake. We had a great laugh. They are beautiful, beautiful humans. If you don't know of Presto Miko or Un People, I can't say check out Un People because they haven't got bloody songs up yet, but that'll be changing very soon. That'll be changing very soon. Go and give fucking Presto Miko a couple of listens and then punch yourself as hard as you can in the fucking face for never seeing them live, you fucking maniac. Where have you been?
someone came up to us and went, "Oh, I was checking out Preston Miko before coming to Trees, and they're one of my new favourite bands now." And I think you literally said the sentence, "We're fucking too late, innit?" Like, you should. Yeah.
Someone came on to me as well and goes, "Oh, that podcast was fucking brilliant. I don't know anything about Preston Miko, though. Like, I've never listened to one before." I was like, you are? That's mad. But yeah, so it just goes to show that some of these podcasts, even if you don't know the guests, the chats can be fucking quite good. So, yes, go back and listen to all the other episodes. And if you listen to three or more, you are actually legally obliged now in the UK. Suella Braverman has brought out a new law lately. You cannot protest and you must also pay patreon.com/sapnin at the lowest tier, whatever that amount is, if you've listened to three or more episodes, because otherwise that's stealing. Her words, not mine. I'd say you could have it for free, because I'm a bit of a socialist. But no, that's what Suella Braverman of the Conservative Party said. So, like she said, patreon.com/sapnin. Get it fucking sorted.
Yes, it literally helps us continue this podcast each and every week. And if you're fed up of us saying that by now, join it, because then if we have enough people on there, we don't have to keep going on about it, is it? So it all works out. So, but the community of people, absolutely fantastic. The most beautiful humans in the history of planet Earth. We got to see a lot of them at Trees. We got to see a lot of them at other festivals. It's just really a wholesome time. If you need gig buddies for the Blackout Tour in February in particular, a lot of them are already sorting what they're going to do before the gigs, because they're fucking keen. I can tell you that.
Some of the mad fuckers have already booked flights from Australia and hotels in the venues without getting tickets for the gigs.
They better hope they got the tickets, haven't they?
Guess who's going to be selling expensive guest list places? That'll teach them for joining our pit. Oh, no. Shh. Oh, shit. Is it the loud bit quiet and quiet part loud? Anyway, pit.com/sapnin.
If you head to the description in this episode, there's loads of those wonderful names in there that we do thank. But as always, Sean is going to give a massive shout out to the elite members of our Sapnin Podcast Patreon community. Those are the ones in the top tiers.
Thank you very much. Kylie Wheeler, Mayumi Leeway, Janelle Castan, Paul Hirschfield, Kelly Ewan, Scarlett Charlton, Tony Michael, Dilly Grimwood, Nathan Croshaw, Mitch Perry. I hope Mitch Perry's better after 2003's because he had to be rushed to hospital. Hope you're well, fella. Thank you, Natasha Morris, Emma Barber, Kat Besant, Molly Malloy and James Bowerbank. They sound like a band, but I don't think they are. Thank you very much, Jerry Robertson, Murray Grimwood, Scott Successful, Burger Delivery Jones, Amy Dawson, Amy Louise, Stuart McNaught, Ellen Southfield, Stephen Aston, Carly Robson, Kate Patak, Martina McManus, Louis Cook, Carl Pendlebury, Danny Eaton, James McNaught, Jenny Munster, John and Emma, Jason Heredia, M. Evans Roberts, Craig Harris, Evan, Sean Fines, Emily Perry, Adam King of the Goss Parslow, who have recently, Adam King of the Gospel Arsenal and his band The Nightmares have recently been announced that they are the support for Kids in Glass Houses. So congratulations, Adam. Congratulations, Kids in Glass Houses. That tour should be very, very good. I believe it's happening in October. Check it out now. I believe after speaking to Philip Jenkins on the weekend, I might be saying too much, but tickets are low. Anyway, thank you very much, Khalila Keane, Ollie Ainsbury, Josh Whitey the Scarecrow win an award because he's outstanding in his field. And awards. Yep, he hasn't changed it from the bonus 2003's episode that we put out this week. The go back and check out that we didn't mention on this episode. Anyway, thank you very much. Alice Wood, Vicky, just Vicky, Joe Janaway, Connor Lewins, and last but no means least, the mighty Kyle David Smith.
Woo! We appreciate every single person in this community helping us continue this podcast each and every week. Thank you for everyone who's tuned in and checked this out. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us at Sapnin Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Let us know who you want as future guests of the episodes, or just any thoughts in particular. And we'll be back next Friday and every week with a very special guest. And next one is an absolute musical legend that you need to hear his stories.
Oh, yes. Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. Next week's is like a genuine legend within the scene. If you don't know of him when we announce it, go back and check out the musical back catalogue before listening to us and me gush over them. The end. That's the end.
It's happening.
The end. Do you know what, has anyone ever ended a pot like a book? Finn.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.